Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome back to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. As we're getting ready to go into a new year, getting ready to go into 2021, I wanted to talk about just choosing a word of the year, or your power word, or your guiding word for the upcoming year. As we know, 2020 has been quite the year of just the unexpected, everything with COVID and the pandemic and just so many other things that have been going on in society, in the United States, and just globally. And so I thought it was just a great time to just talk about what is our guiding light? What is our guiding word? What is our intention for 2021? And so for those of you who may not know, some people may have a word that they pick for the year, a word that is kind of like their root or what they kind of reference back to and what they hope to kind of accomplish or what they hope to keep kind of in the limelight, kind of like a resolution for the upcoming year or throughout the year. So it could be anything. I know one year, I believe my word was manifest. And I felt for myself that at that time, it was time for me to kind of let some things manifest of the seeds that I had cultivated in the past. And so I kind of kept reminding myself of that word, manifestation, manifest, 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 the entire year. And I kept coming back to it to keep myself reminded of the goals that I had for myself at that point in time. And it did. It worked out very well. So I wanted to talk about how you can choose your word for the year. And so first thing I think that's important for you to do is think about just the year. Just reflect back on the year. Reflect back on 2020. I think for all of us, there have been just so many uncertainties that we have had to learn how to navigate through and be very flexible into just changes in circumstances, differences in opinions, politics, so many things that have just been going on. So just reflect back on the year, really, and what it meant to you, what you were able to accomplish, things that didn't go as planned, you know, the good and the bad. Just kind of reflect back on 2020 and think of from here, right here, where you're at today, or whenever you listen to this podcast, think of what you need. What do you feel like you need right now in this moment? What do you feel like you need in order to be a better version of yourself and able to set and accomplish goals for yourself in order to analyze and see what you need and do and give yourself what you need and be there for yourself and for others? So really just think about what you need or what you feel you need. What you will want more of, what you might want less of. Those are ways to just kind of think about, well, what do you need? Also think about from this time right now to this time next year, who do you want to be or where do you want to go? What would look different for you ideally a year from now? If you could look back and say, okay, I accomplished everything that I said, what does that look like? Really visualize what does that look like? And I'm always talking about write it down, make it clear. You know, we can't conquer what we won't confront. We can't conquer what we won't confess. So be very clear about what it is that you want. Be very specific. And this is for you. This is for you to know. So what do you want to see for yourself a year from now? And be realistic. And just be realistic. So where do you want to be? Where do you want to go? Who do you want to be? Just those questions really getting down to the core of who you are. Are there any specific goals you would like to see done for yourself? Whether it be with your social relationships, with family and friends, whether it be with your career, whether it be with your physical health, whether it be with your mental health. What are some goals that you would like to achieve for yourself? And write them down. And if not, just be clear that right now you may not have any specific goals that you have. And I think it's okay to say sometimes we just don't know. We're just not clear. So I think those are three things that we can do to start to really look and think about for our word of the year, what we kind of need. After you've done all this like brainstorming, putting all these things down, brainstorm just a list of words. Take just a long list of different words based off of those questions that we've just said before, based off of your reflection, based off of visualizing what you want to see a year from now, based off of the goals that you said you do or do not have for yourself. Brainstorm just a long list of words or a short list. Just brainstorm a list of words based on those things that you've just done, based on the things that we've just spoken about. Then I think a great thing is pause. So once you have brainstormed a list, I think pause can mean stepping away from it and going to do another task, coming back to it in a couple of days, really just letting it marinate for a while, not just picking right then. And then after you've taken a moment to pause, I think it's good then to come back and pick your word for the year and put it somewhere that it's clear for you. Put it somewhere that it's a reminder, or let people know what your word is for the year, so that you can not only utilize it, but those around you can watch you and see you blossom and grow into that word as well. So those are my tips or pointers for picking a word of the year. So just reflect, visualize what you might want as far as who you are, who you want to be a year from now, what would you like to have, where do you want to be, what goals do you have for yourself, if any, brainstorming a list of possible words, pausing, and then picking. And for this week's episode, because when you listen to this from now until when I record my next episode, we will actually be in the new year. So I wanted to just leave this episode with a list of some possible power words for 2021. Maybe one will resonate with you. Maybe this will help you brainstorm with your list, but this is how I wanted to end this episode. And so I will go ahead and list a few words for you. You all. So hopefully it'll be helpful for some people. So, consistency, commitment, improve, plan, positivity, connect, alignment, priority, delegate, listen, speak, faith, pray, improve, present, mindful, respect, appreciate, family, love, learn, give, glow, grow, try, vulnerability, discipline, determination, alignment, today, less, more, be, passion, purpose, shift, patience, manifest, grounded, simplify, relax, delight, unlimited, fearless, grace, compromise, teach, elevate, devotion, inspire, bravery, faith, free, service, stability, organization, direction, resilience, heal, forgive, peace, tenacity, shameless, bloom, balance, laugh, whole, journey, expansion, change, finish. Hopefully this list of words may have sparked some thoughts in your mind. Maybe a word from the list resonated with you. Maybe it made you think of some other words. So tune back in next week, or whenever you listen to this podcast, tune back in for the next episode. And Happy New Year to everyone. I'm wishing everyone a very successful 2021, and hopefully things will be better for everyone in the upcoming year. As always, thank you for tuning into the Early Accountability Podcast. Stay tuned. We have some great new things coming forward in 2021. As always, thank you for tuning in. Until next time.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.